Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, and we have a very special guest of us, former flatmate, former lover, it's Statman Dave.
Great to be here, guys. I'm excited.
How are you, mate? You're
very, very excited. Yeah, I think the beard on the left is better than the beard on the right at the moment.
That's rude, but
I'm going to be trimming yours tomorrow. Yeah. Morning,
well, I need it trimmed for a charity ball I'm going to.
Oh, what is your
I'm going
life?
To a charity ball.
What charity?
The Greater Manchester Mayor's Charity.
What?
And
that's the most middle class charity I've ever heard in my entire life.
The
Mayor's own charity.
I was invited. So what I need is...
How do you get these gigs?
Being friendly. So what I need is, I need my beard to look better, and his is better than mine, isn't it? So
it is.
Go for it. How are you, Dave, anyway? How's life?
No, very, very good. A little busy. End of the season, the running, the title charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good. Life's good at the moment.
You've moved house.
Moved house.
Got a lovely gaff in Didsbury. Oof.
Burnage, as I like to call it.
Yeah, in Burnage. So your YouTube at a minute is looking different because you've got your setups in your house. Looking good. One of the best things that has happened to us is when I was... Becky came round to see Dave's house. And he went, well, I'm thinking is Becky. I'm thinking of getting a neon sign that says, let's get this party started. Because Becky... It's one of my catchphrases. And I was downstairs and I howled laughing.
Is that...
It's catchphrases.
It is.
Let's get this party started.
How many catchphrases have you got?
A few, yeah. A few.
Oh,
I was doing more of like a tour guide. So it was I was, you know, an in character, should we say. So, you know, that's where the magic happens.
Okay.
This is where I wash my balls.
Okay.
Surely that
is the magic.
Well, that it's is the same, magic to the same degree, type of place, isn't it? Yeah. So I was just doing a bit of, having a bit of fun, and Joe caught a line, and it was an absolute banging.
Absolutely.
We laughed a lot.
We did laugh a lot. Oh, by the way, Ethan James is here.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am here yet again. Lovely to be here.
Yet
Hello,
again,
Dave.
Like you can't, like you don't want to be here. Like one day you won't be here.
Well, I probably won't be. Will I?
Here's an Ethan James fact for you. The first passenger he ever gave a lift to was you, Dave.
It was.
Is that right? What a moment in history, Ethan.
Yeah, I was a bit terrified, to be honest with you, because. So I met you in the pub, didn't I, down in Stockport, and I only had one, don't drink and drive.
That's one of his catchphrases.
So the first time you ever drove someone home, you'd had a drink?
I had a pint of Guinness.
That's such a bad idea, isn't it?
No, just passed your test. That's fine though, because he didn't have any more.
I know it's legal, but pushing the edge of the legal driving limit when you've only just passed and you are 5'3".
Can I say Ethan's day was wild. He came round to ours for a full English. It was when the England women's were in the final.
Yeah.
He had a full English, about two mimosas, which he's got booze in.
Oh, yeah.
You went and played football then straight away.
So wait a sec, you drove on two mimosas, yeah? To football.
They were in the morning though. They were 10 a.m.
And what time was football?
What time was football?
I can't remember. After the footy, wasn't it?
Yeah, anyway, he's fine.
This is genuinely illegal, isn't it?
What
you're admitting to it.
Yeah, it was great. I had to talk him through it. It was a bit like his first time. You know, put it that way, put it this way, speed up then, slow down other times.
Wow, if you close your eyes, God knows what was happening in that car.
Exactly, but no, it was we also went on the motorway.
Oof.
So one of the first times, right, Ethan?
The mimosa way, as he called it. Just straight on, 88 miles an hour. Because that was your driving instructor's theory, wasn't it? That he said you were too scared to go 70, so he said, go 80, and that will make you feel like 70 is a piece of piss.
Yes, that was the first ever time I actually properly went on the motorway.
No
was going
way.
80 to get over the fear. Because I was going like 60, I was going, oh, I can't go 70. He was like, what if you go 80? You can definitely
you know, that was generally advice
there.
From his driving instructor. Go
like
80.
That. Yeah, go faster, then it feels slower. Yeah. It's top stuff.
Real World War One stuff, that, isn't it? I'm too scared to shoot someone. Right, so we're going to bayonet someone in the neck. So shooting someone will be a piece of piss, won't it, by comparison? Just, obviously, Statman Dave, you have a YouTube presence. I see you on Five Live all the time. I see you doing these things. But in terms of sort of my friendship world, you were also one of the very few sort of, I don't even know what tenants, I guess, slum landlord that is Joe McGrath.
Yeah, yeah.
How was it living in this house? Because all of a sudden, because I heard, I think Joe texted me, like, I'm going to go to the pub with Statman Dave. I was like, oh, cool, nice one. Do you know him? He's like, yeah. Okay, cool. And then the next thing I know, the next time I see Joe, Statman Dave's lives in ours. Yeah. How is that? It's the most Joe McGrath thing ever. How did it come about that you lived at his? What was he like as a landlord? Is it true that when you moved in, he took your passports off you so that you couldn't, like, basically, he had complete control over you? There are rumours of there being some sort of trafficking issue to all of this. I'm not saying I start those rumours, but he did hold your passport and all your documents, didn't he?
He did, that is true, but I was in a strange phase of my life. The summer I went a little wild. Spent 5 weeks in Berlin.
Nice.
I can't really remember much of it, but there were a lot of, like, dark clubs, techno.
Yeah. One called the Kit Kat, wasn't there?
Kit Kat as well. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Google it. It was interesting. But I came back to Manchester and I was moving house and I was buying a house and the whole thing, like, collapsed.
Not the house.
So I'd not had
the deal.
The deal. Yeah,
the big bad wolf came down.
The house collapsed. Got outside one day.
Just your man's put his key in the door.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Not his dick. Yeah, so that happened, and then I basically didn't have anywhere to live. So I was like Airbnb-ing for like a week or 2 weeks, and it got very, very expensive. And I was a bit like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I lived in hotel football for a week.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Classic. You had to guess what hotel Dave would live in for a week.
Yeah, it would have to be hotel football.
A mate sorted out for me, so he got a slight staff discount. And then I got upgraded in the room and got like the nice suite.
Ooh,
I had all these like signed Gary Neville, Phil Neville, Ryan Giggs posters on.
Wow.
It was, and I could look out the window and it was Old Trafford there.
That's better than where Jose Mourinho lived when he was United manager.
Yeah, the Lowry.
Basically,
same
closer
thing
to work.
Yeah, exactly. A stone's throw from work.
Well, then did that get boring then after a while?
Yeah, well, it got a bit like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. So Ethan obviously dropped us off after our boozy session where I got the invite to come and live with Buck, Becky and Joe.
Yeah,
a great opportunity for anyone. I'd honestly say in life, it's a great sort of springboard for the future.
It's a coming of age moment.
You do
as well,
2 to 3 months at Joe's house.
Yeah, nothing, no longer, because then you will go insane.
Yeah. You will go insane, but you have a great, like, the amount of stuff that we nearly cried about, laughing about, was ridiculous. There was a crumble incident. Joe was...
Well, I've got a few questions from tales that I heard from the time.
Okay. What was one of what?
So first we spoke about this on the podcast. I heard the phrase, Statman Dave's got a lot of cheese in the fridge. So there was a point where Joe came in and said he keeps buying more cheese.
Yeah.
And he counted, I think there were 5 different types of cheese in the fridge.
Because he'd go to the shop.
Yeah.
David's not a very, obviously living by himself, he's a very sort of little shopper. Do you know what I mean by that?
Little shopper,
not like
Horace.
Little shopper. So he'll go little and often. But then for some reason, Dave will forget that he's always bought cheese.
Yeah.
And you don't often have to buy cheese. Maybe he wants a... once a week, once 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But Dave would buy every single time.
Mm,
yeah. Why?
I just like cheese.
And,
you know, at some points, parts of your life, you want variety, right? It's the spice of life. You want a little bit of cheddar one day, some red Leicester, a bit of Parmesan.
You like Gouda? Do you like Gouda?
Gouda, I don't get very often, but I do like it.
It's a great cheese.
It's quite a hard cheese, but it's quite a waxy cheese,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's waxy.
Great for a sandwich, though. You throw some ham, some salami in that, you are living very, very well. But then it got to a point where Joe had noticed that I'd bought too much cheese. So I'd like to admit on the podcast that I then bought even more cheese. To see how many different types of cheese we could get in Joe's fridge. And I think we got... Eight different cheeses.
I couldn't believe it.
Were you not tempted to just sort of kind of go through that like a trillion termites eating a horse's leg?
What? Eat all of his cheese?
Yeah, because I could see on a sort of, you've had a few pints, you get home, and you're making like a sort of a 12 cheese toastie or something like that.
Did that ever happen? Joe would do that.
I could see
I would give it a go. I like, can I tell you another thing? Close your ears, Dave. He wouldn't buy blocks of the cheese. You buy slices. Do you know what I mean? So like Gouda slices where you get 12 in a...
Yeah, for like £4.
Yeah. He'd buy the slices.
He'd buy it by the slice.
And now and again, don't get me wrong, I would stick a slice in my gob on the wall. Do you know what I mean?
Or no, that's your sort of viewing cheese. Do you know when you open the fridge and you're not sure what you want? So you start off by just put a cheese in the mouth while I'm researching what I want to do with the rest of it.
I was actually going through a continental phase of life.
Yeah.
So on the continent, I got a Swiss grandma, passed away, lovely woman.
Okay.
She was very much in the idea that you have a big meal at lunchtime and then dinner, it's like a little salad or some soup.
Yeah.
So I was trying to stick to the continental lifestyle that I'd got myself into in Berlin.
But
a little sandwich cheese on a plate with some lettuce and stuff and a bit of salad.
The thing is, he'd feed me a big lunch, and then I'm like, I might as well have a big dinner. I was double the size by the time
you
left.
You go the other way, you've stretched my stomach out, now I'm ready for a big meal. Just on the continental breakfast, are you a fan of the continental breakfast?
What are we talking? We're talking croissants.
So it's your cold pastries, hot and cold pastries, maybe a baguette, different types of cheeses, and then it's the sort of continental ham platter, isn't it? And depending on which country, and if it's a Poland, it might be a slightly different to an Italy, to a France. Yeah, Germany might get a little sausage or this sort of thing. Then weirdly though, it's sort of tinned grapefruit, tinned pear, maybe a tinned orange,
some yogurt.
Yogurt's
key.
Granola.
Granola's key.
So what are your thoughts on that? Because you get there, if you book a hotel, you go downstairs, and I can see you think that the granola's just sort of like, I don't,
seasoning.
Seasoning for where's the full sausage. English? We've got this big pepper. You think it's just big pepper, but where's the full English?
I think with the continental, the egg is missing.
The egg is missing.
What would you do with an egg?
Sometimes you get boiled eggs on continental breakfast, don't you?
Yeah, you do get a boiled egg.
Playing with fire straight away, that in it, a boiled egg.
So if you book a hotel, you splashed out.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to Marbella.
Oh, you're in Marbella, south of Spain. Yeah.
It's not as expensive this time.
Exactly. Becky's booked the hotel. You just turn up. You got your shorts on. You got your Hawaiian shirt. You got your oversized.
I'm there.
Your oversized sunglasses. You're there. Pint of Guinness from the bar, 8 a.m.
Bloody hell.
I've seen him do it. We're living with him. You find these things.
He does that, doesn't he? He has really a pint of Guinness next to his bed in case he gets thirsty in the night. And you get to the breakfast, Becky, is breakfast included? And you arrive and it's continental. You've got the twisty cereal dispenser. You've got that toast machine that's doing that.
It's just
bowl after bowl after bowl with spooning. And it's different fruits and all that. How gutted are you compared to being a full English?
It's two or three steps that happened since then.
Okay.
I Google Irish bar near me. I see if they're open. I go there for breakfast. Yeah. And that is the routine.
Yeah.
There's no messing about.
You'd be so gutted though, wouldn't you? A continental
competition. I'd probably make most of it. I'd probably make like a big
sandwich.
Have you ever had croissant with cheese and ham?
Oh, mate. Yeah,
we've had it on this very show.
Oh, we have, yeah.
Have you ever had it with smoked salmon and cream cheese?
Oh,
not even
Dave's
joking.
He loves a bit of smoked salmon, Dave. That's what you got to remember.
I've had that on a bagel, but never on a croissant.
So it's a bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
That's really
try
good.
It.
Cut through the richness.
Yeah, you're done. That's
what were some of your highlights, Dave, living with me?
I think the atmosphere was amazing, to be fair.
Great atmosphere.
The atmosphere was really good.
I bet
it is a lot of fun.
Every day is wild.
Yeah, you're basically like constantly doing stuff. The drinks are out.
Because in my head, at Joe's house, it is just, you get whenever you get in, someone is handing you a can. No matter what time of day, someone is at the door handing you a can.
Yeah.
There's always just something bubbling away on the stove.
Yeah.
You love activities.
He's sort of getting out a big game. There's like plastic sort of men that are from a game from last week that you're stepping under your foot all the time. Is it that kind of like sort of PGL year 11 party time all the time?
Basically, yeah.
Yes, I think one of the big things that sticks out
in my memory was really wholesome. Pumpkin carving.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a great day. And Joe was giving me pelters throughout my entirety of my carving the pumpkins. I had to go and take a phone call, which erupted in laughter.
Yeah.
Because I kind of said something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my agent's calling me.
And I was like, what a dickhead. Honestly, what a dickhead. Sometimes I think, fucking hell, I need to have a word myself. Yeah. But that was great fun. We did the pumpkin carving. We did loads of activities like that you haven't done for years.
Yeah.
But at that point,
he does them every year.
We were obsessed with Big Brother.
Oh, we were.
We were really obsessed with Big Brother. So it was like every night we'd get on the sofa at 9 o'clock.
It was Big Brother.
Becky would sit me on one sofa with Joe. Buck would be there, I'd be chilling. With all of our, I'd usually
snacks.
Eat a little bit later than these two. They used to attack me for that, my continental
snacks.
Style
of
food eating. And then,
snacks.
Look, it was great times.
Oh, it sounds so good. It does sound so good.
You should rent it out. You should charge people to come down.
Obviously, you're of the stat realm.
Yeah.
You're a stat-based guy. Did you make any stats from your time at Costa del Magrath? Because I wanted to know sort of like what he was eating. I wanted to know what time
you're
he was waking up.
Food.
I wanted to know how many beers he was having on average per day. His expected diarrheas.
Not expected diarrheas.
Why? Because they're all diarrheas.
What would, if it, for me, what would XG stand for?
I don't even know. Expected Guinness. It's got to be expected Guinness.
Yeah, it would be.
And he's outscoring that.
At the weekend, that would peak at around 7, to 8, probably 7.5.
That's pretty good.
Through the week was probably 1 to 2, but usually in the morning.
I'm pretty good during the week. I like activities during the week.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd probably stay off the drinking because then it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, Joe.
Yeah, it gets dangerous.
Although sometimes Dave would bring a bottle of red home.
You
might have to turn it down.
Yeah.
But if I start drinking Guinness at home, that's why when they brought out that nitro fucking machine. I had to say no. The first Christmas present I've ever declined.
take it back.
No, sorry, Auntie Christine.
It's going to ruin my life.
You're all right.
Auntie Christine.
Give it to someone else.
So, but you didn't harvest any data on the man while you were there?
No, and I thought that'd be a bit rude. You know, the man had done me a ginormous favour. So like counting the amount of times he went for a shit in a day would be a bit harsh.
It would have made great content.
Thursday, Joe really had the runs.
He did.
13 times that day.
13 times that day.
Can I show you something that is one of my favourite videos of Dave ever?
Okay.
It happens to do with the Alex pub. Now, the Alex pub is known for its karaoke.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about
that on Tuesday.
Tuesday's episode. It's known for its karaoke, right? And on Friday, I mean, you were invited to this, by the way. He was invited to darts, but...
Why didn't you...
Oh, he was funny about something.
Didn't want to... No, we weren't ready on time, and then we invited him out the next day.
We weren't ready on time. Remember that for Tuesday's episode. Sorry. Anyway, Dave signs himself up, and he gets in his head, Dave.
Hold on a minute, right? Me and Joe had delivered one of the finest karaoke performances of our lives.
Yeah.
Oasis.
Yeah, it was
the time before. Yeah. People were on their feet. They were applauding. People were crying.
But it was I'm not up for karaoke this night, so let Dave go solo.
My voice is
it hurts. He decided to do Country Road, right?
John
Denver. Country Road, take me home. Anyway, but before that, he's nervous.
There's a couple of high notes in there that you don't remember as well.
Mm. Yeah. He's googling the lyrics next to me.
I don't know why.
It's karaoke. It comes up on the screen.
That is like how I get prepared for karaoke. Yeah. I think the issue was I wasn't drunk enough that day.
Yeah.
I think I was drinking that like German 2.9%.
Very European,
stuff.
Very very continental.
Yeah. Love the continent.
I was obviously on the radio the next day, so I couldn't go big. So I had like 2 pints of Guinness. Usually karaoke, we're usually like 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down.
Yeah. Okay.
So a little nervous, but I always do this, right? This is a tip for people at home. If you get a little bit nervous before karaoke, get the words up and sing it through in your head.
Just isolate yourself from the whole group.
Yeah,
if Joe
doesn't want to get involved in karaoke, I'm done with
that's
him.
That's like the equivalent.
It's over.
Do you know you see an F1 driver stood in the sort of the paddock before the race with his eyes closed, going through the track in his head, no steering wheel in hand, but just imagining the twist, the turns, the apexes. Yeah. You sort of singing to yourself in a toilet cubicle is the equivalent, isn't it?
Really? It really is. Right, we'll put this video in, but here's the guy shouts Dave. Dave takes the microphone and you can see he's zoned out. Zoned out so much so that he steps back a little bit and practically joins another table. And they don't know what to do. So here it is. We've no idea who that is. Look how close he is to him. He doesn't
know why
he's
so close.
What happened with this performance? So not only did Joe let me down by not being my, you know, part of the duet.
Yeah.
He started singing out of time.
Oh, Joe.
So the karaoke lines are coming up. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Sorry about
that. I had to start tapping the foot. It was that bad. I had to get my own rhythm.
Get into it.
And the guy behind me, obviously, I didn't even notice he was there.
He was so close to
me. Yeah, it was. So the back's so big these days. I couldn't even feel the guy. It was a problem. And, you know, we had to
localize.
It was a poor performance karaoke wise.
Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It's a great song.
It's probably
the
worst of my life. Like, not even joking. That was the worst performance.
What have you done karaoke? Would you do it?
I do it occasionally. We did it at yours, didn't we, that time? But that was in front of
what would you do?
Probably the gambler Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that's a banger.
And you don't really have to do that much singing. It's all quite sort of talky singing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that.
Ethan, what would you do karaoke wise?
Don't stop believing the journey.
That is a banger.
It's just journey. Yes. There's no the. I don't think.
Ah, well.
Are you on drugs?
What's
up with you today?
I sung that song as part of an initiation of my futsal team.
Fucking hell.
On the coach coming back from a game.
What was it? What did he make of it?
Pardon?
What did the coach make of it?
Well, they all stood up and clapped.
Oh, fair. Bloody
hell. Yeah. Whilst driving, a bit dangerous.
That is dangerous.
You bet you were driving as well, weren't you, while singing it?
Although that good with
after a couple of pints.
Yeah.
Six or seven mimosas and two Guinness on the first time he's ever driven anyone home.
That's crazy.
That is unbelievable. Even. That.
What we're going to do now is Dave's actually brought in items for two different clubs that we have, Joe.
Oh.
For the 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
And the 1 out of 10 club.
Oh, we've got both. Mm.
So we've got sort of heaven and hell vibes going on.
Yeah. What's this Saturday kitchen?
Yeah, I think so.
Would it be heaven or hell?
9 out of 10 club, for people who don't know, is that we give the best food in the world a place in the 9 out of 10 club if we all vote for it. So it could be just like something simple, or it could be a full meal, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. 1 out of 10 club, we banish this food to hell.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you, should we start negative?
Let's build our way up sort of numerically. So let's start with the 1 out of 10 club, yeah. I think. And then hopefully we can round it off with a nice sort of mouthfeel at the end.
So I think this food is a disgrace.
Oh, I see.
This food just needs to be banned. I would generally say if you are on public transport eating this food, prison.
Prison.
2 years in the slammer.
Can that be a suspended sentence?
No, I think you're straight in. I think it's disgraceful, it's disgusting, doesn't taste like the actual product that it's supposed to represent. Yeah. And quite frankly, I think that there should be calls for the British government to fully ban this item from stores, from supermarkets. It should go black market. You've got to
condemn it. What do you think it is? Because you made a noise then.
It must be either the boiled egg or the tuna fish.
Nope, it's neither of them.
Neither of those.
He's trying to think of smelly train. He's trying to think of smelly train food.
What? Whoever caught this has to be tuna fish.
This has to be something that is a replica of another food, isn't it? Because it doesn't taste like the thing that it's meant to be. So I think it must be something like a flavoured something. But I couldn't tell you what. Maybe a crisp.
No, it would be a crisp, will it?
I don't know. Right, let's do it. Let's have it. I'm going to just close my eyes.
Is it a baby bell?
Is it a baby?
Why would baby bells be banned?
It sounds like it's coming in a crisp packet.
It is the packet.
No way!
These are
disgusting. No way!
Horrible. Dave has pulled out a packet of Watsits.
I can't believe that. For the 1 out of 10 club.
Shocking. Absolutely.
Don't open them.
And so for a man as well, who will quite regularly stock 7 or 8 different types of cheese at once, you'd think the Watsit would be right on your street.
Disgrace.
You have to have a couple. Hey, have they got narrower? They're more like a knick-knack.
No, our minds been altered because of the big boys that
came curly.
Out.
They're not meant to be curly.
They were always meant to be curly. Like
they were never curly.
Hang on a sec. Watsits didn't used to be that long.
No, they didn't.
And yes, they did.
No,
yes,
right.
They didn't.
Look,
no,
the picture on the packet is
They've always been curly.
No, you're wrong.
They've always been curly. They're misrepresenting themselves
they
on the
are.
Packet.
Look at the packet. Look,
Watsits curly.
No, they have a curl to them, but these are too thin and long. A Watsit used to be shorter and chubbier than that.
No. Right, I'm googling Watsits.
Right, you've got to have a couple just to remind yourself of the flavour.
They're fucking curly, Ethan.
They're so disgusting.
Not that curly.
Not that curly.
Yes, curly!
No. These have changed.
Ethan's got one. I'll tell you what.
That is a disgrace.
I'll give you this. This is a big boy, and I've never seen one like that before.
They're usually thicker.
Yeah, they're halfway to a knick-knack, these.
Why do you think they've done that? You can take them.
They are absolutely awful.
EU.
Awful, mate.
What? I blame it leaving the EU.
Yeah, do you think? Well, the Watsits regulations.
The Watsits used to be shorter and chubbier. And now, probably Theresa May's made these in her back garden, hasn't she?
Yeah, imagine if that was the case. By the way, happy 200th birthday to Cadbury's.
For those who celebrate.
Big day for you on it, Joe. How many chocolate bars did you eat that day?
I think it's myself. Is that going under the radar in a way?
Fuck off! Who gives a fuck? What are you on about?
I'm sorry, but one of the biggest chocolate companies in the world of 200 and...
We don't all celebrate a chocolate company's birthday.
Nothing's really been said about it.
Aren't they owned by like Unilever or something anyway? They're probably not like some little bloke in Birmingham anymore. Just fucking pouring it in a shed. They're owned by like the biggest company in the world. It's Kraft, isn't it, that owns them?
Yeah. So
sad times though. The Watsit. I have to be honest, I think they're fucking delicious. I think they're so nice. I think
you need your taste buds.
Just
need to start again.
As someone who likes cheese, though.
No, but they just don't taste like cheese, do they? It tastes like fake cheese.
Oh.
It can't be. It's just. It's too much. And they absolutely stink. When you whip them out on the train, disgraceful. But look, you're not getting the protein of tuna or boiled eggs. So what's the point?
For me, though, it's a pong that makes me want Watsits rather than one that puts me off. If someone gets Watsits out. And,
it's a pong.
A pong.
It's like smelly fish.
What does that mean?
Like a pong. A pong. It smells.
Pong.
A pong.
A pong.
How are you spelling it?
P-O-N-G.
Why aren't you saying the G?
Pong.
You got Pong.
Who could say Ponga? What? Sing Ponga. Me a song. Who am I, fucking Forrest Gump?
Sing me a song.
No one says that.
Yes, you do. Sing me a song.
No, that is very Forrest Gump, that. I'm
song. Pong.
No, no, I don't go gonga. I go song.
Pong.
Oh, now you're putting the G on.
Anyway.
Is it Ponga?
You need to go back to school.
Right, anyway, are we voting this in or voting it out?
For me, there is absolutely no way it can go in. I'm really sorry. If it was like a food I didn't love, I'd try and help out. Yeah. I genuinely love the What's It. So, but I like that you brought in something a little bit controversial,
Ethan?
For sure.
Mm. Well,
well, he's eating them still, so I don't know.
He's eating the whole lot.
I can't say you're on the right track here.
No, imagine he ate some.
I must say, when I have a What's It, it takes me back to when, do you know Toy Story, when Woody's trying to creep through the room and he keeps standing on the What's-Its and he doesn't want to wake the Rafa Benitez looking like man. Do you remember?
Yeah.
This isn't Ethan's film club.
Pirate,
you know,
Peter, whatever it's called.
But it, yeah, exactly. It just gives me a great nostalgia.
Oh.
And I love Toy Story.
And you love Rafa Benitez as well.
I love Rafa Benitez.
What he did at Valencia.
What a great film.
Yeah. Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2.
So is it? It's not in.
Oh, the crisp. I've got to say, I've not had it in many a year. I did have it late last year because I had it in Canterbury. I just remember.
Oh, you, man!
That is one of the funniest things.
No, that's true.
Even remembering when you last had a What's It.
Who cares?
It was late last year.
The girls at Manisha's house put them all in a little bowl on the table, and I did have a few, I do recall. And it's a nice crisp. It's not a 1 out of 10 crisp.
Sorry about that.
So Dave, that means it's all down to you then?
No, it's not in. Sorry,
it's not.
Dave.
It's out.
Sorry,
yeah.
Dave.
It's out.
But so you can redeem yourself.
With a 9 out of 10.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
The problem is, this is almost like a reverso world, because I could see another world where a guest would bring in the What's It's for the 9 out of 10. So I'm worried you might have brought in, like, fermented fish guts for the 9 out of 10 here. Gone full continent, gone up to Finland.
I don't know what.
It's going to be something.
I have an idea of what it is, but I don't know how he's bringing it. What? In fact, I'm scared how he's bringing it.
Okay. I can, out the corner of my eye, I can see a Ziploc bag.
What is that, Dave? Dave.
This is in Do Your Sausage.
That's human shit.
Dave. Are you off your fucking head? Could you not have brought it a little bit nicer than that?
Well, I thought, look.
It looks like you're about to send off a sample to the doctors.
It looks like
you want us to try
it. It looks like shit with blood in it.
I love it, dude. And I thought this was a great idea.
Look at that.
What's going on, Dave?
Well, I've got it in the fridge in a container. And I thought, I'm not bringing the full thing in. This is great quality ingredients.
Is it?
It's already cooked, essentially.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's get into it. So, Joe,
what do you mean, get into what?
Taste the andouille sausage that's in the bag.
I don't know if I want to.
Joe! Talk to me about andouille, Joe, because you're the andouille boy.
Essentially, it's like the Spanish came up with this, aren't they? Google that for us, Ethan.
Right.
Spanish?
The Spanish must have.
It's got
andouille, it's Italian.
It must have. I've created andouille.
It feels Spanish to me.
It feels Spanish to me.
Surely it's andouille.
But the soft J is very Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah. Otherwise,
it's Calabrian. Southern Italy. I've tasted this many times. It's delicious.
So, Calabrian.
Calabrian. So it is Italian. So we're very certain that I can just eat this.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
So it's a spiced sausage, but the crucial...
Fucking hell. It's fucking spicy.
The crucial thing with the andouille, though, it's basically sort of like half meat, half chili almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very hot.
But the crucial thing is that it's a paste or almost a sauce at times. It's
on camera.
Soft, very soft.
You can spread it on bread.
Yeah.
But Joe came around my gaff a few weeks ago and we did andouille scrambled egg.
Mm. Oh.
That was really nice. Really nice.
Really recommend that for all the listeners and viewers. It's sensational.
I think andouille's having its pulled pork day.
Yeah, I think that's bang on.
It's having its pulled pork moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's having its buffalo mozzarella moment.
It really has. You know, you've got to hold on to it for as long as you can.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I do think that it's been put on everything at the moment.
but that's not
the fault of the sausage itself.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm seeing like fucking cereal with andouille on it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a tuna mayo with andouille in there.
Ooh.
That would be quite good.
Nah,
see, spice with tuna mayo is good.
But it is absolutely fantastic. And the spice, the meat, the kind of the texture of it, I love it. It's been sort of pre-chewed, so you feel like the baby, your mother bird has been spitting it into your mouth.
Oh, shut up.
It's a fantastic feeling. Ethan, have
you eaten on camera for us,
No,
Ethan?
But I just want to say, it's come to me now, and it's not.
And the thing is, because you know how much you can do your Dave eats, that feasibly could be his shit. Couldn't it? Because he's going to entirely undo your diet at this point.
I do randomly put it on stuff.
Yeah. So do you know that coffee where they feed it to a cat and then they shit it out?
Oh,
and it's
stop
still
it.
Basically
right,
coffee.
Put it in your mouth, Ethan, and give it a 9 out of 10.
That's what happens when Dave eats a pepperoni. It comes out as that.
I'll just take a little nibble.
Oh my God, it does look bad, doesn't it?
Go straight from the baggie.
It's quite spicy, you know.
Oh, God. I've seen videos like this online. It's poo, it's poo,
it's
poo. Ethan, it's poo, Ethan, it's poo. It's human poo.
Stop saying that.
It's feces. Right. Is it in the 90s? For me, it's
for
in.
Me,
fantastic.
In
it's so nice. Ethan, isn't it nice?
Oh, I tell you what, straight away, bang, it comes the punch of the sausage.
And the fuck off! Of the two ingredients in it, chili and sausage, the one that gives a punch is the sausage. Is it?
Chili.
Bang! The punch of the sausage? Oh, not a thing.
Well, it's hit me right away.
It's the chili that's hit you, not the sausage.
The one thing I'm critical of, I'd like maybe the sausage to be a bit harder. It's almost mush in this bar.
Yeah, that is why Endouillard is fundamentally soft.
I think it would be great on a pizza.
So, on a pizza, don't get it like with like salami and everything. Yeah. Just get like a standard margarita or a buffalo margarita and do it, and that's it.
Yeah.
That is one of the best pieces on
the
planet.
It's 9 out of 10 for me.
It's 9 out of 10. It's fantastic. Even, it is fantastic, and it's still got that lingering taste, that kind of fattiness to it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a very solid 8.9.
Yeah, but it's
just 3 out of 4.
Dave, come on again, because we've got definitely more.
Hold on,
business.
I've got one more thing in my bag.
What? Oh my God.
Oh, it's a bomb.
It's a joke.
Is it? What is it? It is his actual shit in a bag.
What is it?
This week you came round to ours to watch the derby.
Yeah.
As Man United were 2-1 down, 3-1 down, kind of sat the game off.
I did.
And I've been collecting Pokemon cards.
Right.
So it's been one of my latest hobbies. And I'm genuinely. Been a great hobby.
Yeah.
Like, you're not on your phone, you're not on a computer, you're having a good time. So out of the many Pokemon cards I've got each of a Pokemon for each of you.
Oh yeah!
What have we got?
I can guess yours.
Sure.
Yours has gotta be Blastoise.
Oh.
That's what I had.
Who do you wanna go with first?
Go with me first.
Is mine Jinx.
So that is a very, very good shout in Blastoise. We're going with Wartortle.
Oh,
Wartortle. So that's me.
So that's Joe.
That's Joe. Wartortle.
Got a solid shell.
Yeah.
Hard environment.
Yeah.
He's on the path to greatness.
Yeah,
a Blastoise
love it.
Is
love
a great
it.
Pokemon.
Yeah, love it.
I think he's got the character, the ability, and I think it just suits you really well.
Start a Pokemon as well, which means that you can be through the entire game. Or the
brilliant.
Entire films.
Right, so Joe or Ethan next?
Let's go with Joe.
So Joe, we're going to go with Charmander.
Oh, lovely. Lovely that.
Charmander. Big potential,
fiery
friendly
personality.
Smile, fiery personality, not quite a Cubone, very lonely Pokemon.
Blazing Destruction.
Yeah.
Steady fire breathing is one of my options as well, which I can take that, especially after that Endouillard.
Yeah. There you go, sorted.
I know what I am. I'm going to be Squirtle, because you know, like...
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that is...
That was amazing.
What was that?
That was incredible.
What is it? You've got to go soon, David.
Okay, so Ethan is a Sandshrew.
Oh.
Sandshrew, oh, cute.
Lovely, cute Pokemon.
Yeah.
Sand attack. Like, he's going to evolve into a Sand Slash. One of my favourite Pokemon.
Oh, wow, thank you.
So I think it's a decent Pokemon.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Thank you very much, Starman Dave. You know where
thank
to find
so
him. We'll be back on Tuesday with another brilliant Sloppy Joes episode.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Wave, everyone.
Wave, Dave.
Wave, Ethan. Come on.
Oh, yes. We'll see you again. Ta-ra.